98 Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden will be in Dover, Delaware today as the remains of those three U.S. service members killed in Jordan are returned home. ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz has more on the expected U.S. retaliation.
A senior U.S. official telling me that Pentagon officials believe that the scope of these strikes will send an unmistakable message to the militant groups to stop their attacks on U.S. forces, but others fearing the retaliatory strikes will trigger the exact kind of escalation the administration is trying to avoid. So there has been debate, but the strikes will go ahead, and we have learned that some of the militants are already evacuating their facilities.
A vehicle loaded with gas crashed in Nairobi, Kenya. Three people killed, more than 200 injured. Later today, we find out unemployment numbers for the month of January, and it's February 2nd, so in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, hundreds of people are standing by waiting for Punxsutawney Phil to make his Groundhog's Day prognosis. This is ABC News. Prosecutors in New York are considering a new perjury charge against former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg. They now think he may have lied on the stand during Trump's civil fraud trial. Deer hunting may be putting bald eagles at risk in Pennsylvania. ABC's Michelle Franzen explains.
Deer hunting in Pennsylvania seeing an extended season, and officials say that's leading to high lead levels in bald eagles. Red Creek Wildlife Center's Peggy Hentz is now urging hunters to take everything with them the next time they make a kill.
If someone leaves the entrails behind and there's lead dust in it, the birds eat it, that type of thing, that's how they get it.
Hence says the dangers of severe lead poisoning is especially high for female bald eagles as they nest. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And we're getting a relatively close call from an asteroid the size of a skyscraper today. Experts say there's no danger it will hit the Earth, but it will still come within 2 million miles of us. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State officials are urging the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reject Dean Phillips' lawsuit to be on the Wisconsin Democratic presidential primary ballot April 2nd. The Justice Department, representing the Wisconsin Elections Commission, says Phillips waited too long. Absentee ballots have to be mailed to overseas and military voters in 2 weeks. The universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at two-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more two-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though. I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
Governor Evers, speaking at a WISP politics luncheon this week, a total of 4 two-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Wednesday, February 7th at the Country Cafe from 4 to 7, it is St. Francis of Assisi's Furnace Fundraiser. There will be takeout orders only featuring chicken dumpling or chili, hearty sandwiches, homemade Kit Kat bars, all for $8. Again, that is Wednesday, February 7th from 4 to 7 at the Country Cafe in Fifield.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers trade Corbin Burnes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burnes, to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for a left-handed pitcher, DJ Hall, infielder, Joey Ortiz, and a future draft pick. Last February, Burnes upset with the Brewers organization after, during an arbitration meeting, they blamed him for not reaching the playoffs in 2022.
Had the hearing all day Tuesday, spent Valentine's Day on a plane, got home at 10, 11 o'clock, and got to see my wife before she fell asleep, so that was kind of how the Valentine's Day went, so that was fun. But like I say, you kind of find out your true value.
We spoke with Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 41 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, down to 21 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 42. Then on Sunday, sunshine and even warmer with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Brand new country. We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just split it all down at two.
Really cool station. 98Q Country.
Slammed the door, said it's over, then got lost. I need one she ain't climbed up in that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one. If you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. Yeah, I need it right now.
I woke up on the
wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels's. Then she got some nerve. 93.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can, stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. Wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine. Looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand.
nothing to lose. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. I got a life that most would love to have, but sometimes I still wake up fighting me.
Just
there at U-Line, 98Q Country at 628, 28 minutes after 6 o'clock. Another mild one for you with temperatures at 23 on our way to 41, 44 tomorrow, 50 on Sunday, 47 on Monday, 47 on Tuesday, 46 on Wednesday. Crazy. We've got the winds moving around a little bit today, southeast at about 5 to 12, but nothing real crazy. Another nice day, temperature-wise, in the Northwoods. Complete Rain Gutter Services. They have had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Twice an hour, we get you some news and sports on the morning show. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden will be in Dover, Delaware today as the remains of those three U.S. service members killed in Jordan are returned home. ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz has more on the expected U.S. retaliation.
A senior U.S. official telling me that Pentagon officials believe that the scope of these strikes will send an unmistakable message to the militant groups to stop their attacks on U.S. forces. But others, fearing the retaliatory strikes, will trigger the exact kind of escalation the administration is trying to avoid. So there has been debate, but the strikes will go ahead. And we have learned that some of the militants are already evacuating their facilities.
A vehicle loaded with gas crashed in Nairobi, Kenya. Three people killed, more than 200 injured. Later today, we find out unemployment numbers for the month of January. And it's February 2nd, so in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, hundreds of people are standing by waiting for Punxsutawney Phil to make his Groundhog's Day prognosis. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are trying again to curb the governor's veto powers. They're proposing a constitutional amendment to bar governors from using their partial veto power to increase any tax or fee. That's after Governor Evers used his partial veto last July to raise funding for public schools for the next 400 years. A new governor's task force is looking for solutions to Wisconsin's health care worker shortage. John Ike heads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He says the problem is especially bad in the state's smaller communities.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
The panel aims to offer some solutions in time for work on the next 2 year state budget. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, March 16th at Legion Post 182 here in Park Falls, it's the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Banquet. Starting with a social hour at 4:30 and dinner at 6:30, there will also be gun raffles, games, and auction. Tickets are $25, and to purchase tickets, please call Leroy Schultz at 715-762-4413. There will only be 125 tickets sold, so order early.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Wisconsin Badgers lose in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers on the road in Nebraska. The game going into overtime.
Hepburn with 7 seconds left. Chucky a deep three. It's off the rim, no good. Gary the rebound, and Nebraska wins it in overtime by 8. And another court storm here in Lincoln as the 6th-ranked team in the country goes down.
Matt LePay on the Badgers radio network. The final, Nebraska 80, the Badgers 72. Head coach Greg Gard asked, was it the Badgers' second-half turnovers that did them in?
Yeah, that combined with bad shot selection and no play in the paint.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley as their new defensive coordinator. The Packers GM says they will likely work out a contract extension with Jordan Love in the next few months. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 41 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, down to 21 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 42. Then on Sunday, sunshine and even warmer with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Brand new country.
Q Country.
Even though your mama tried.
What's your family tradition? What makes you turn it up? Make you raise your cup every time you listen?
Pushing 40 here today with temperatures right around 41, mid-upper 40s, and even pushing 50 Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Mild weather continues for you. We're going to throw some more snowballs. We have acquired the ability to preserve the snowballs in a manner that is somewhat dangerous because they're a bit icicly, but we've got them. I'm telling you, we've got the snowballs. Don't worry. The snowball, throw ball, mow down, showdown, it'll continue today with $25 gift certificates from our participating sponsors being made available to you. A couple chances for you to win. We'll do a shopping show later this morning. Austin and Big G will be talking a little bit about that. We've got Mike Clemens joining us, our sports guy. So what's going on with the Bucks? Doc Rivers and the crew, 0-2 with the new head coach. Talk about that. Packer GM Brian Gutekunst held a press conference yesterday talking about the season, why Joe Barry was fired. So we'll talk with Mike Clemens, get you caught up on that, our Around the State sports guy. 9 o'clock this morning.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Roof, roof. Meet Meatball and the Whole Doggy Gang at BC Auto Repair, Towing, and Recovery in Prentice, Wisconsin. Purchase 4 new tires now and receive a complimentary standard alignment. Plus, get money back for qualifying TechNet professional steering and suspension service. Want more? Let BC Auto Repair calibrate your vehicle's advanced driver assistance systems with their state-of-the-art equipment. During February, receive $40 off this service. They work in all domestics, including light-duty trucks and diesels. At BC Auto Repair, Toy and Recovery, where they bill on real time, not book time. Located 3 miles east of the intersections of Highway 8 and County Road A on Lound Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Oh, and be sure to say hi to Meatball.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants in Medford give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt direct at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants. You come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 90AQ Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 41 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, down to 21 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 42. Then on Sunday, sunshine and even warmer with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Yo, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it ends or it breaks? Between a rock and a hard place. For the record, throwing in the towel takes some effort.
shoulder.
Country. Oh, the wimpy daytime weather we've had, 21, 22 degrees. Feels kind of cold out there this morning. We're all wimped out. But when your temperatures get to 45 and even 50 for the weekend, I guess that's somewhat understandable. Another beautiful day in the Northwoods. This lack of precipitation, you will guess, eventually in the spring and such is not going to be good. We need some moisture at some point. Not going to happen anytime soon here. News and sports to come after 7. Mike Clemens joins us at 9 to talk Badgers and Bucks and Packers and a little bit of everything this morning. And a shopping show and a couple of chances for you to win with the snowball throwdown. Right now, some words of wisdom on this Groundhog's Day, Friday, the 2nd of February. Focus on the family is what we call it. And it's brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
If your boss offered you a big raise, can you think of one good reason you'd turn it down? Coach Tony Bennett could, and it was the best reason of all, to bless other people. Coach Bennett was the men's basketball coach at the University of Virginia in 2019 when his team won their first NCAA championship title in program history. As a reward, the university offered Bennett a substantial raise, and although he was grateful for the offer, Coach Bennett rejected it, saying, "I have more than I need. I'm blessed beyond what I deserve." Like any wise husband, Coach Bennett consulted with his wife first before making his final decision. And not only did they agree that they had more than enough, they wondered how the extra money could make a difference for other people. And so Coach Bennett asked that the money designated for him be given to other coaches and athletic programs. He and his wife also donated $500,000 of their own money toward a career training initiative that benefited current and former UVA men's basketball players. I love the way Coach Bennett views success. We should strive to achieve. But true success isn't only about how much wealth we can gain for ourselves. It's about how we use our resources to benefit the people around us. As noted theologian John Wesley so wisely observed, earn all you can, save all you can, and give all you can. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls, Park Pharmacy, can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered.
They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
If you're an employer, then you know the endless search for quality candidates can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology starts sending you qualified candidates immediately after you post your job. See for yourself why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/40. That's ZipRecruiter.com/40. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 41 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, down to 21 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 42. Then on Sunday, sunshine and even warmer with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
Q Country.